Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Neil, a.k.a. Headphones, bringing you episode number 6, Android Launchers. Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Working Droid. So this week's episode is actually going to be a little bit more on the technical side compared to previous episodes, mainly because this is more of a device feature rather than an actual service. Some launchers actually integrate better with services than others and provide certain extended benefits, but they're mostly they actually offer most of the same core functionality once you start getting into the launcher world. So to start with a little bit of a background of what launchers actually are, they're a customizable desktop grid and set of home screens for smartphones and tablets. It's a more extended form of the iOS launcher that you see, which is just a grid of icons, which is 4x4, and then they're set up as pages, and that's all you get when you unlock your phone. On the flip side, you actually get the Windows Phone launcher, which is a set of tiles which automatically update based on what tiles you have set up, and then your app drawer is sitting behind it for all your other apps that you don't have directly linked or marked as favorite to auto-update. So it's kind of a contrast, or so launchers are actually sitting in the very middle where Android is, which offers the best of both worlds. So you get a grid of icons, you also get widgets and or tiles, but you also get to set your favorites in any order that you want, so you can set groups of tiles, but I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. But in any case, all launchers provide the app drawer, which is hidden away and holds every single app that is installed on your device, and it's not really set in front of you because you can customize it, as I will get into. But the other feature of launchers is the use of home screens, which are basically set as individual desktops that you can use for widgets and your favorites. Some or most devices by default will give you a set of home screens. Like, it's usually 3, 5, or 7, sometimes more if they feel like it. But in general, it's around that number, 3, 5, or 7, some odd number like that. If you use a custom launcher, this number can be set, but that's also another thing to get into. But the final feature of launchers is that you have a dock, which is used for select more favorite apps, I guess, to use, which is available on all home screens. Certain launchers give you multiple docks, so if you want stuff hidden away that you sometimes use but need quickly, then you have that option as well. But most devices by default will only give you one dock with a differing number of icons. So Samsung's TouchWiz on older devices will give you three customizable icons. The new one, I think, is 4 or 5. And other devices, it obviously varies. I think LG and HTC and Motorola give you 4 customizable icons. The fifth or the final one is usually just to get to your app drawer, so that usually sticks in place. Why customizable home screens are important is a very important thing for Android users, mainly because you want to set it up as a way to make sure all home screens are useful for whoever the primary user is. I'm not going to get into user switching in this episode because it's not something that actually has taken off yet, but when it comes to user switching, it's going to be something that automatically adjusts based on the user, so there's not much to say just yet about that. But when you customize your shortcuts and widgets, the best option or best thing I found for me is to organize your home screens in a way that's most useful. So you want to match up your apps and widgets, or even keep them separate based on the apps relate to each other. And obviously, it's important also because favorites and most used apps are different by user. So my set of favorite apps are different from you or a friend or a family member or a coworker. So obviously, you're going to have a different setup for each person. There are a lot of launchers available in the Play Store. So if you just do a search for launcher, you're going to see a whole bunch of them. Some of the more popular ones are Nova, Apex, Hollow, and ADW Launcher. I'll have links in the show notes so you can check out each one. There are free and paid versions available, but each one offers a basic same set of functionality, which are customizable home screens. So you can set the number of home screens from usually anywhere from 1 to 9. So if you have a lot of apps and you want to go nuts with your organization between apps and widgets, you can do that. Or let's say you have folder setup, so you need only one or two home screens maybe. You can do that as well. They also let you customize a number of docks. Usually it's between 1 to 3 docks that you can have set up. And then you swipe your dock left and right to switch between them. They usually also have something called infinite scroll, so if you scroll in either direction, you can keep scrolling and it default. So if you go from screen 1 to 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you have 5 home screens set up, it'll automatically go back to the first screen if you keep scrolling, and the same if you go the other direction. So if you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and once you get to screen 1, it'll loop back around to screen 5. You also get certain other functionality like recently they've started adding the vertical app drawer. So instead of swiping left to right to get left and right to get to your apps and your widgets, then you can scroll up and down. So your apps and your widgets are listed as a list rather than a booklet. You also get certain other features like home screen transitions. So if you want to add a little bit of flair to your transitions, you can do that as well. But these are all extra features that don't really add to your productivity. They just make things look a little bit more nicer when you're switching through your home screens. But this is something nice to think about. You can also, though, set if you have hard or soft key buttons on your device, like for menu, home, search, and back, some of them offer to let you customize what these buttons do by long pressing on them. So let's say you have a certain app or utility that you always need to run on your home screen, or you want to have a button specifically for that, then you can do that. So for example, on my Samsung Captivate, since I have it rooted and ROMed, I'm using Nova Launcher right now as a side note. So my basis comes from that mostly, but I have the sound on it, because I rooted my device, is a little bit lower than it needs to be. So there's an app called Voodoo Sound. So when I reboot my device, the sound is defaulted back to whatever the system default is, but I need to boost it back up to a more normal level so audio is that much louder and more clean sounding. So I have my menu button set to whenever I long press it, it launches the app, and then so basically it restores the sound settings and I'm good to go and I can exit back out. The shortcut button can be set to certain widgets and or widgets or apps. So if you have a widget you want to launch, like a volume slider or a weather widget, then you can do certain options like that. But those widgets have to be compatible with that kind of functionality for them to work. So I've already covered a couple of extra points in the benefits of launchers, so I'll get right into the rest of them. So the other customizable option of launchers is you can set the grid size. So by default, it's usually 4x4, so you can do 4 rows and 4 columns. But with extra launchers like Nova and Apex and all of those, you can change the size of the home screen. So let's say you want a wider home screen, you can set it to 3x5. Or let's say you want a small home screen, so you want to fit all your icon shortcuts on one screen, you can set it to 10x10. So it all varies, depends on how big your device is or how many icons and widgets you want to fit on a screen. If you use a widget like UCCW, which is the ultimate custom widget creator, I believe it is, you can theme that widget in many different ways, but those extra theming options require a lot of columns and a lot of rows, so that's where these launchers come in handy. So you can set a 10x10 screen and make sure all your widgets and apps and controls fit just right. There's also certain options like swipe gestures also, where let's say you need to launch a specific, like, let's say you want to launch your calendar, but you don't want to have a shortcut to the app, or let's say you don't really need the widget, or your device is one a lower power device, so you don't want to waste your battery or system resources by having a widget for, like, the calendar or email or your clock, anything like that. Well, certain launchers also have swipe gestures built in, so you can swipe up or down, and it will launch that app. I used to use a swipe up gesture a lot for phone calls, mainly because that's something I used to text a lot or call a lot more than I text. Now I do a lot more text messaging, but I use a lot more app or messaging apps, so I don't have any of those gestures set up anymore. But if you want to launch, let's say, your calendar because you need to see quickly what is coming up on your calendar of events, well, swiping up is a good way to go. I usually don't set swiping down as an option because we do have our notification drawer, so that sometimes makes it an interference. But let's say you do need to use your notification drawer and your device is kind of big and you don't want to stretch your fingers all the way to the top of the screen, you can do a swipe down gesture so it opens your notification drawer that way as well. So that basically covers everything you need to know about launchers. How does this actually help? Well, when you have a default launcher, a stock launcher, that doesn't let you customize the number of home screens, you're often left with, let's say, 7 home screens, but you only use, let's say, 2 or 3 of them. Well, it gets kind of gets to be a bit of a nuisance to be able to switch between those screens, or hitting your home screen doesn't always take, or your home button doesn't always take you to the screen you want. By installing a custom launcher like ADW or Nova, for example, you can set which home screen is your default. You can set the arrangement of your home screens. So let's say you're like me and you have one home screen for all your Google Finance stock widgets. So you want to have that on your left, but you have a weather widget set to your right home screen, and then you have in the center, let's say, all your social networking apps. Well, I want to make sure that when I hit home, I always go to my social networking apps, and without looking, I can, let's say my phone is locked and I want to get to the weather or my weather widget, I can automatically unlock my screen and swipe from right to left, and it takes me to weather. I don't have to worry about which, well, I do usually may have to worry about which screen I'm on, because if I locked it and that was on my stocks home screen, then I have to swipe twice. But I know that I can automatically swipe twice, and that's exactly where it's going to be. I don't have to worry about having extra screens in the way. I don't have to worry about accidentally moving the widget to another screen because I long pressed by accident, or someone used my device and they messed around with it a little bit too much. But on that note, there's also another feature which is really good. Most of these launchers have a feature called Lock Desktop. So let's say you have your home screen set up exactly how you want. By selecting Lock Desktop, this locks all your widgets and icons in place so nobody can move them around unless they uncheck it. I use this all the time because I do give my phone to a lot of people who want to use it, play with it, or check different things on it, so they keep playing around with it. So it oftentimes can get all messed up when they play with it or decide to try and add different icons because they long press accidentally, or they don't know how to use the app drawer or the home screens or the Android device in general. So I keep a lock so nothing gets changed. Everything is exactly how I want it to be. So my general tip for launchers, though, is install the one that works best with your device. So I usually go with the popular launchers like Nova and Apex. The Holo UI launcher is one that works with all versions of Android and gives you the Android 4.0 and above experience. But on my device, it has been a little bit heavy on the resources compared to Nova and Apex. Apex has been a little bit less, but Nova works the best. It does have the best compatibility with my device, so I use that often. But always remember, try them out and be sure to give them all a fair chance. You can install all of them at the same time, so you can compare them side by side. Obviously, using your home button will not work because it'll ask you to select the launcher. But you can play around with it, swipe around, make sure they all work, see how each one works based on your device's performance. So once you set up all your widgets and app shortcuts, you can do that. Obviously, folders are an important part of the Android experience, so I will get into that in a future episode because it's not directly related to launchers, but setting up folders is also an important way of keeping your home screens organized and efficient, so you're able to get to exactly whichever app you want to get to really quickly. But that is all for this week's episode. If you have any questions or comments or need some help setting up your different launchers, you can always send me an email. I'll get to that in a little bit. But one final tip is after you've set your launcher, or before you've finally decided on a launcher, make sure you remove all your apps and widgets from your stock or default launcher so there's no interference and no unnecessary updating from your device's default apps or widgets or anything like that. Once you are set on your launcher, though, be sure to press your home screen or your home button. Select your launcher that you want to set as default and make sure it's marked as default. So hitting your home button will take you to your default screen or open your most recent apps or launch whatever feature or functionality you have your home button set to. And always remember to reboot your phone every so often after installing apps so you get the most cleanest experience of your phone possible, because I have seen in using my Android device that performance does degrade if I've installed a few apps and I haven't restarted in a while. So that's always another good way to get the most performance out of your device. But with that, I'll jump into the credits and I'll let you guys contact me if you have any questions. So that is all for this week's episode. I know it's a lot of information, so as always, if you have any questions or comments or suggestions, you can send me an email at patelnj82@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can comment on this episode on the Real Insight, or sorry, the This Working Droid Google Plus page. You could just look up This Working Droid or visit the website at thisworkingdroid.blogspot.com for the link. The Facebook page should be set up by the time this episode is on the feed, but if it's not, it should be there shortly thereafter, so definitely keep your eyes out for that. You can follow me on Twitter at PatelN01. If you want to start your own discussion or have any general questions or comments of anything I've covered or side topics, you can always find This Working Droid in the Android Realm community page on Google+. You can find the Android Realm, though, at androidrealm.blogspot.com. But that is all for this week's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.